Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, goodness.
What?
Hit it.
No.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
What? The moment we've been waiting for is here.
Shut your mouth.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Steph Curry has won the 2023-24 NBA Clutch Player of the Year Award.
Oh, my God.
You guys are jerks.
Totally. I mean, I'm happy.
Curry!
Thank you. Happy for Steph.
Wait, what did you think I was going to say? What?
See ya.
It's exactly.
What did I do? Steph Curry just won a huge award.
Me with the, Brandon, go bye-bye.
He won a league-wide clutch player. We talked about this all year.
Larry just said he expects him to get traded at some point. We thought it was going to happen now.
Exactly.
Well.
Exactly. Instead of,
There was no way that was going to happen at 4:06.
Why not? The draft starts in 54 minutes.
You don't announce it now.
DeForest Buckner got traded a month ago.
Why do you think that Roger Goodell always goes up there and goes, with the 17th pick, we have a trade to announce? You don't tell people ahead of time.
Because it happens right then and there. It doesn't happen an hour before.
Yes,
and in this day and age of leaked deals and tipped picks,
I disagree with you completely.
If the trade happened right now, we would know about it.
No, we wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely.
No, because teams have pending trades. Absolutely, there is very much the possibility that the Niners have an agreement in principle reached, but it is dependent on whether or not the guy they want is available. Teams do that all the time. Yeah, we'll trade you Ayuk for the 17th pick. Let's wait until the first 16 picks go down and see if the guy that we want is still there. Because if you do it now and announce it, then other teams are going to have intel on who the Niners might want. They might jump them and get back in front of them. So, that's why so many of these guys have been telling us it's going to be so stressful tonight. You're going to, every pick, you're going to have to, when Jacksonville at number 17, when Roger walks up, dude, I'm going to be holding my breath.
Yeah. Indy at 15,
plus,
Jacksonville at 17.
Plus, at any moment, Roger Goodell could fall over and be taken to the hospital.
He's not that old.
Did you hear about this?
No.
So he just had back surgery.
Dang.
3 weeks ago.
I wonder what his copay was and if he could afford it.
Poor guy. Which is pretty crazy, considering, back surgery. That's not, I don't care what you had done to your back. That's a lot. The recovery's a lot.
Hey, it's Tiger. I had my back fused. I've had five operations on my back.
Peyton Manning and my wonderful mom, twice.
Okay. Mark.
Yeah, exactly. My back. So
my neck and my back.
It hurts.
Yep.
So anyway, among the things that we need to be watching tonight, apparently it is unknown at this hour if Roger Goodell will be able to do his signature welcome to the league hug that he gives to each player in the first round. Don't know if he could do it. 350-pound lineman. Whack, whack, right there on the back.
Talisi Fuaga, seriously.
Thanks, Raj. And boom, straight to the ground
right,
and straight to the hospital.
Well, he's then he shouldn't be up there. If he can't deliver on what he's really known to do, then, you know, bring in somebody else. Bring in a backup commish for the night, because you got to hug it out. It's Rodgers' bit.
Well, maybe not tonight. Not playing with a full deck.
So they're going to tell every prospect when they get the hat, right before they walk up the stairs, they're going to whisper in his ear, remember, you can't touch Roger. Pretend he's the Pope.
Remember when Deebo Samuel played a game earlier this year and they never threw him the ball because he was just a decoy the whole time? Sometimes you got to go out there without your best stuff, and you got to give what you got, and sometimes it's not the whole thing.
Yeah.
Got to get out there and give him what you got, Rog. Now, I might ask, why the hell did you schedule this thing 3 weeks before the draft? Waiting for insurance to kick in or something?
Could have been an emergency. You never know.
Could have been.
Could have been an injury, and you know, which precipitated the procedure. That'll be definitely something, I guess, to watch amidst all of the madness. And you and I were talking to Lucas, the great producer, who you just heard from during the break, about the scene in Detroit and all the Honolulu Blue and all the crazies that have been out there for hours.
The draft is turning into... What was that? Was it Georgia versus Florida? They used to call it the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Yeah.
And then, like, somebody canceled it or whatever. They're not allowed to call it that anymore because it's like, uh-oh, there might be drinking in the SEC. Anyway, whatever. This is turning into that. The draft in Nashville and now the way this looks in Detroit, the people who are on the scene are saying it is absolutely lit on fire right now. The way this crowd is, I don't know what it is about the draft. Like, I get the excitement of the draft, but the whole, like, we're here on the scene. I mean, it's not a spectacle in person. Is the draft better in person than it is on TV? It's just a podium and a man in a suit, and then they walk, right? They walk up, you get a hat. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But if it's a party, it's a party, and who cares why you're there?
It's a full-on palooza, and this is one of the few events where you go into it, and all 32 teams are all tied. All 32 teams, assuming you have a first-round pick, and sometimes teams don't, but if you have a pick, you get a chance to have that moment be about you. Even if you're sitting in Kansas City spot and you're pick number 32, you're the champ, so you don't really care, but take any team that has a pick, and for that 10-minute moment, you as a fan of the Tennessee Titans at 7, that's your moment, and you can either be happy about it or mad about it in real time, and it's kind of a fun reaction because what the hell do you know? They're going to take a player who in a year, 2 years, 4 years, or never, you're going to find out if the pick then was good or not, but for tonight, you get that visceral moment, and I think about Jets fan every year that it was held in New York, where Jets fan would be pissed immediately, no matter who the player was. It was kind of their bit.
Absolutely. I think the Eagles fans did that as well. They weren't obviously there on the scene when it was in New York every year, but they would travel. Remember, they were all there to boo Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
And for a while, like forever, I mean, it was like the best quarterback they had ever had there. Even though he didn't get it all the way done. But anyway, updating the situation as it stands, the draft is going to get started here in a little bit more than 45 minutes. We will have the coverage. We will have the picks live. We will have the reaction, the discussion. I will predict that the Bears take Caleb Williams. I don't know about you. That's my prediction. We'll see if it comes true. We'll take you all the way up to 6 o'clock. That's when Grandy and Evan and Sterling are going to take over, and then they will be with you all night long until this thing is over and beyond so they can react to what the Niners do. I would like to make a firm prediction right now.
Okay.
A firm prediction
right
now.
Do you want the chime for your firm prediction? Or
sure. Let's do the chime. And this is in stark contrast to something that draft expert Larry Kruger said
a
short time ago. I am going to contradict Larry in 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
The 49ers are keeping Brandon Ayuk. Lock it. The 49ers are keeping Brandon Ayuk. Do not.
It's not a bold prediction.
That is
clearly still the favorite, despite the Deanna Russinis and the Michael Silvers.
Well, there's
and even
a reason,
the David Lombardi that I just saw on Twitter.
First of all, I'm not trying to wow you.
I know.
I'm just telling you because it does, and part of this is just social media. Social media takes us in an emotional direction. And so the draft is about to be here. There's a lot of talk going on. And we talked to Larry about this, and he agreed that the vibe had kind of changed. And it's funny, because what changed the vibe? We're not even there. So what changed the vibe? Well, there were some tweets. And it feels like a drumbeat of the Niners are about to do something. And they might. But my very firm prediction is it won't be that. You can call that based on some conversations and some things that I've seen. You can also call it what I've been saying all week, which is that I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. Like, you don't sit here with a bunch of either 30-year-old or about to be 30-year-old battering rams who are already getting paid in the NFL and go, yeah, we'll ride with those guys into the future and get rid of our 26-year-old budding star. You don't do that. So the 49ers, in my very firm opinion, will not trade Brandon Ayuk tonight, but there's another reason I feel that way. And let me ask you this. Dan Dibley, why the hell did Deebo Samuel's name just pop up out of nowhere today? Why?
Because they're fishing for picks. They're fishing for a way to either get more picks or get better picks, because they're sitting at 31 and they see players that likely will go in the teens, and there are players there that they would love to have more than they maybe have somebody fall to them at 31.
Okay, and it also to me means that you're fishing around in that area because you've sort of decided, let's not do the other receiver. You're not doing both of them.
No.
You're obviously not doing both of them.
Maybe you don't feel confident that the teams that are ahead of you in the first round will wow you and give you their pick and take Brandon Ayuk, like Indianapolis, who's sitting at 15, and the Jacksonville Jaguars at 17. If those potential deals with those two teams feel like they're not going to be live when those picks get on the board, then maybe you're thinking, all right, maybe we'll float Deebo then as a possible trade piece in a way to, you know, maybe you trade Deebo to Washington and you get pick number 36 in the second round for Deebo. It's a way to float another name to maybe get more action in the draft trade realm.
Or maybe it is actually Gabe Kapler a consideration.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a consideration. Look, we're clearly in a spot where the 49ers, I would argue, feel less than comfortable about the potential cost of their wide receiver room. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it? And what we've been sitting here speculating about for a week or two or six is that that's all about Brandon Ayuk because he's the one that's about to get paid. But yeah, there's a thousand ways to cut this cookie. There's like you can do this in all kinds of different ways. And for me, that's the one that makes the least sense. You know, we're always talking about, well, hey, a football team's got to look down the road. Exactly. And there's not a one of you out there who feels, if you asked, who's going to be the better player in 4 years, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel? Laughable question. Of course the money play on that one is Brandon Ayuk. I don't know how life's going to pan out. We'll see. But, like, of course Brandon Ayuk is the answer to that question, is the more likely, productive player who, by the way, I would also argue, as long as Christian McCaffrey is going to be on your team, Brandon Ayuk is a way better fit than Deebo Samuel. Way better fit. Deebo, 2 years ago, freaked out, had the season of his life. Absolute season of his life. And the reason for that at the time was Niners had no choice. They couldn't keep a running back healthy. They didn't have a quarterback who could throw the ball downfield. Deebo left, Deebo right, fight, fight, fight. And his numbers went crazy. You don't need to do that anymore. I got a QB. I got a running back. I got running back depth. And I got a wide receiver one who has developed. So again, I'm not saying this to kick Deebo out of town. I love the guy. I hope they're both still on the team come tomorrow morning. But if you're arguing, like, who do you want to hitch your wagon to for the next few years, I don't know, man. I don't even see this as a conversation.
It's absolutely a conversation, because who could you get more for tonight? And the answer is Brandon Ayuk. And so it doesn't matter who's going to be better 4 years from now if you're worried about tonight and if you're worried about what you're going to do tomorrow and how you're going to navigate this. And I think that the reason why Deebo Samuel's name is coming up now tonight on draft night is because what we've been talking about for a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, which is moving off of Deebo Samuel. And if they are going to move off of Deebo, if in this hypothetical you decide, all right, we can't afford Brandon, we'll bite the bullet, we don't want to pay two receivers that much, so Deebo is going to be the one who goes at the end of next year, well, you'll get nothing for him other than a compensatory third. So if you can trade Deebo tonight and get more than a compensatory third, if you can get, oh, I don't know, a second-round pick from Washington, the number 36 pick, that becomes a valuable way to get something for Deebo. If you're going to keep Brandon and pay him, but you don't want to keep Deebo long-term, then you trade him to Washington, and yeah, Washington has to bite the bullet for 2 years of a high salary. He becomes their wide receiver, too. And Larry made a great point about, you know, Washington not looking at this as a five-year project. They want to get a stadium built. They want to get better quickly. So they might be willing to part with draft assets, and they have a lot of picks in the top 100. So that, I think, is why Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are both being thrown out there.
Yeah, I always look at it as, you know, you accurately say, hey, you could get more for Brandon. And I'm like, right.
Yeah.
Because he's more valuable. So keep that guy.
But maybe the price that you're being offered back is not good enough.
Yeah. Again, what is that price? To me, there's the, like, okay, line this up. What pick do you want? But how do you quantify the fact that you are, in my opinion, you are markedly worse football team if Brandon Ayuk is not on it without a real way to replace him this year? There just really isn't a way to do that. I don't. There's no. You're not going to in April or May go out and find a wide receiver one who's got downfield blocking skills and understanding of Kyle's system and a chemistry with Brock Purdy. That doesn't exist.
Larry mentioned Tyler Boyd, who had a good year last year. He's still out there.
He's a good receiver. He's not a wide receiver one. He doesn't have any chemistry with Brock Purdy.
Right.
Doesn't understand Kyle Shanahan's system. Like, whether it's veteran or rookie, I just don't think that exists. So that one doesn't make any sense to me. And do remember that Debo's got two more years now. There's a potential out in the contract next year. But this is not like not a tradable contract at the end of the year either. I understand that the price will continue to go down, but you keep saying that they'll get nothing for him. Not necessarily
the case.
Well, if
they would cut him.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Right.
And everybody's saying that they wouldn't be able to pay both of these guys after next year. That's been the prevailing notion.
Right. So you could trade Deebo next year.
You could, but you know, the value there would not be as high as it is, for example, tonight, when you've got teams that are absolutely clamoring for wide receivers and, you know, teams who want a more proven commodity as opposed to what you've talked about on and on. The wide receiver draft success rate for first rounders is not great.
Yep.
So if you're a team like Buffalo, who's looking for a first-round wide receiver, probably, because your wide receiver room is literally empty.
Decimated.
Your wide receiver room has just the wide receiver coach.
Well, they got Curtis Samuel.
And Curtis Samuel.
He's good.
He's sitting there by himself.
Right.
Saying, hey, guys, any chance I get a teammate in here?
They'll figure that out. Maybe they'll sign Tyler Boyd. We're sponsored by Pacific Coast Termite. Let's take some calls, okay? Like, how would you feel? This feels potentially like an emotional night, not just an active night for 49er fans. We're sitting here batting around two of the favorite names on this team with regard to the fan base. How would you feel if we go to bed tonight and either Deebo or Brandon is not a Niner? 888-957-9570. Filmo Mike on with Willie and Dibby. It's great to hear from you on draft night, brother. What's up?
Oh, man, it's hard listening to the draft because it is an emotional night. And all throughout the day, all throughout the week, like, as a Niner fan, I know how important Brandon Ayuk is. I know how important Deebo Samuel is. So to hear all these fake backhanded compliments to Deebo. Deebo's good, but, you know, I'd rather have Ayuk, and, you know, and he had a hell of a year 2 years ago. We don't need him. I say this every time, man. We need everybody. Christian McCaffrey's also injury prone as well, FYI. Let's not forget about that.
Not with the Niners. Not with the Niners he hasn't been.
Let's, Let's not jinx this, Mark Willard.
Yeah, no, no. You're right. I got you.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, man, it's just hard to hear, to listen to everybody talk. We understand Debo's great, but to hear him say, oh, we could trade him and it's no big deal, it tugs at my heart and I kind of like tensing up. I heard Shasky talking about it all day. Guru, y'all talking about. Diz ain't been saying nothing bad. He ain't no slander on Diz name. But, man, and y'all not slandering him. That's the thing. Y'all just saying if the scenario plays out. Well, so I'm just saying from another fan, I don't want to trade nobody, Marky Poole. I really don't.
Hey. Mikey Poole, I agree with you completely. Remember now, this conversation is based on a premise. And that is, if the 49ers have decided that they can't pay both, I don't 100% know that they have, but it certainly feels that way. I'm having a hard time imagining Brandon and Debo on the team together beyond this year. I can imagine it this year. I'm having a hard time figuring out with the Purdy extension that's coming for sure and all the other factors with salaries and top of the market for on offense and all of that, I'm having a hard time imagining both on the team at top of the market salaries after this year. And if that's the premise, and you got to unfortunately play, somebody's got to go, who is it? Then that's the conversation we have. But, I mean, Filmo, in a perfect world, I'm with you. Let's just wrap our hands around all these guys and play for another 5 years. That's what I'd like to do.
Got you.
Unfortunately, it's hard cap.
I respect it.
Yeah, and that's why I think come Monday, you won't have Debo and Brandon Ayuk both on this team. And I'm siding with what Larry said to us when he joined us for an hour. I do think he gets moved.
You think Brandon does?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think there are enough teams that are interested. And as we get to the point, the inflection point, when Indy or Jacksonville, when they're on the clock and they're staring at their decision and the Niners have a player that they really love, and you mentioned it at the top of this segment, there's probably conversations that have been more than just preliminary. It's, hey,
for
if
sure.
this guy's yep. available, then we will really do the trade. If that's the conversation, then we might get to 7 o'clock tonight and the chime goes and we all be shocked.
You want to put something on it?
Nah, not really.
You don't?
I already owe you a box of donuts. I got to bring those in.
You do, but I owe you babysitting.
Yeah, we can talk of odds because I'm definitely playing in the underdog spot.
You are. I'll give you odds.
It's probably an 80% chance he's still a Niner. I still think it's probably 80-20.
Okay. All right.
It's a bit of a long show.
I'll make you an offer.
I like that.
I'll see if I make you an offer you can't refuse.
Trying to get out of that babysitting, aren't you?
Damn right. 888-957-9570. If Debo or Brandon are not Niners by the end of the night or the end of the weekend, as a Niner fan, how would that make you feel? We keep taking your calls, and the draft's a little bit over a half hour away. Willard and Dibs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa.
We have great energy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. We're getting close.
I like the pick. I like the player.
I do too. I think he's going to be a hit, Dibs. He might get a contract extension with the team that drafted him.
He was ecstatic about that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm a Niner.
That's a Sackaroony, baby.
Sackaroony. Yeah, I love that one.
All right.
26 minutes, Mark.
Let's go.
Tick.
26 minutes till they start telling there's more minutes before somebody makes a pick. But
that's
anyway.
All right.
Yeah. No, we're there. We're locked in. We're ready to go. Is it going to be a big night for the Niners, a medium night for the Niners, or a small night for the Niners? I mean, we're here talking about a big name could be gone, all the way down to Niners might not call anyone's name tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a bit. In fact, if you want me to bet on a side,
you can rank it three ways: move up, move back, or stick and stay.
Move back
is your first thing that you think is going
to
happen.
If I were to predict,
what would be your second choice on what you think is going to happen? Stick and pick. See what I did there? Stick and pick. It's either stick and pick or move up. And if they move up, you know what that means, right?
Well, there's a number
Brandon,
ways.
Go bye-bye.
No, there's a number of ways to move up.
You could. There's I don't think that. I mean, you could take Debo in your 31st, and I guess you could move up a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
But Brandon would be the most likely candidate to be traded and have you move up.
They're clearly interested in the idea of moving up, but that doesn't mean they will. I think that my read on it is they don't love the potential cost of their wide receiver room. Duh. But also, I don't think the Niners love where they are. I don't think they love
the draft.
Well, think about it now. So, the 31st pick in the draft, they've already said there's 22 guys they love. Now, could one of them still be there at 31? Absolutely. In fact, I'd argue probable. But it's also possible they're not. And so, if they're not, then now you're making a first-round pick for a guy you don't think's first-round pick. So, what do you want to do? If there's 22 guys, I'd argue you either want to move up or you want to move down. Stick and stay is probably, for me, their last resort. They'll do it if they have to, obviously, but that all depends on what someone's offering and who's available as far as the college kids coming out. So that's kind of the way that I would handicap it. What do you think?
I would go in opposite direction to the first two choices. I think the third most likely is that they stick and pick.
Okay.
I think the most likely is that they move up. I think they get aggressive. I think what you said at the top of your explanation is something that I agree with, and that is they don't like the theoretical prospective cost of their wide receiver room, and so they got to do something about it. And the most consequential thing to do about that would be to trade Brandon Ayuk. You get the most for him. He's going to cost you more money in totality than what Debo is and will. And so I think that's the move. You trade Brandon Ayuk, you move up, and maybe you get a player back as well. I don't know what the total deal will be, but I do think if you're going to be aggressive by trading Brandon Ayuk, you're going to want to move up and get a player that you love. I think that's the most likely thing.
We're going to go to the phones here again. If Debo and or Brandon are traded today, how would you feel as a Niner fan? But I wanted to get this take off real quick, too, just because I heard Florio on with the roast earlier this morning. Listen to this, because this is something Mike said, and I was like talking to my radio. I'm like, that's not what it means at all, Mike. So he's talking about Ayuk and the 49ers' valuation of him.
The 49ers have had this guy for 4 years. He barely had 1,000 receiving yards his third season. He had 1,300 plus last year, was a second team all pro. They know him better than anyone, and they have a value on him that he clearly isn't happy with. The question becomes, is there someone else out there that values him at a high enough level that they're willing to pay him what he wants and give the 49ers what it would take to make a trade happen? That's the real question. That's the great unknown. So bottom line, 49ers have made their assessment based on 4 seasons with the guy, and they haven't budged from that assessment yet.
Yeah, couldn't disagree with that one more, because the insinuation, sensation,
thank you,
from Mike is that the 49ers know him better than anyone, and they've looked at him, and they've hung a value around his neck. He doesn't like that value, and the Niners are like, well, that's who we think you are. And I'm like, that's not what's happening at all.
That's a little simplistic for me.
Well, like, that's his insinuation, at least, what I took from it. Niners know him better, seen him for 4 years. They put a valuation on him. Brandon doesn't like it. I'm like, no, dude, it's April. It's April. Of course they're not going to like their valuation in April.
Right.
Because it's April. Like, the only thing that matters is where you get in August. And, I reject the idea that the 49ers, it sort of sounds like they're like, they don't think that highly of them, and someone else is going to think even more highly of them. I think the opposite is true. The 49ers understand that their room is expensive. They don't want to pay as much as they're probably going to have to pay. Who does? That doesn't mean it's a bad evaluation. It just means we'd like to save every dollar that we can save. That's the way every team or any business or individual
operates. That's how negotiations work, as you know.
But the only reason an Ayuk deal hasn't happened yet, based on all reports, is that the Niners not only love the hell out of this dude, but they're like, we're not budging unless someone gives us a top 20 pick. How can you have a higher valuation than that?
Right.
That's saying that he's worth like one of the top picks in the draft. So I heard that this morning, and I was just like, I don't see the Niners' approach to this being that at all. It made it sound like they weren't real big on Brandon.
Like they,
I think they're huge on Brandon.
Right. He made it seem like, we're going to give you $20 million a year, and that's where we see you.
That's right.
And
we're not budging.
Exactly.
Like, of course you're not. It's April.
Well, and of course, Brandon right now wants a lot more than the Niners want to offer. And if he doesn't get traded and we all circle back on Monday and Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er, then we're going to get into posturing season. And it probably won't be until July where you start to heat talks up again. And then they'll either find a common ground, meet in the middle, and he'll get a deal. Or we'll get into training camp, and this will, again, become a gigantic problem, because I don't think that Brandon Ayuk is going to even report unless he gets a new deal.
Yeah,
based on what TJ Houshmandzadeh, his close friend and personal coach, has indicated. So, if we get past Sunday, or past Saturday, rather, day three of the draft, and he's not traded, well, then all this will calm down for a while. It'll be back burner, but I wouldn't anticipate anything happening for the next few months.
Probably about 20, 25 minutes away from Commissioner Goodell putting the Bears on the clock, and then the little dingy thing is going to happen a bunch of times. There you go.
Anthem right now being sung.
Every time there's a pick, we will have that for you. We will have it for you immediately. And if and when trades start percolating, we're going to have that too. So stay right with us. And then we'll lead you right into our draft day special. Mark Grandy, Evan Gidding, Sterling Bennett getting ready. They're an hour 19 minutes away from taking you deep into the evening with all of the happenings and the reaction. Until then, let's get out to you. Guru in San Jose. Different guru, I would assume. We'll find out. Hey, Guru, what's going on?
Definitely a different guru.
Okay.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah. Not much.
What's up, Goo?
Yeah, thanks. What's up, guys? Yeah, so, obviously, listening to the conversation throughout this week and going back and forth on it myself, obviously, you're sad if either Debo or Ayuk leaves the team. Though you know that in a salary cap league, and being a fan as long as I have been since the late 90s, really, you know that players come and players go, and that's just the business of the league. If I'm sad about anything, it's the fact that we lost the Super Bowl this year. That's really what I'm sad about. And that's the opportunity that you miss, and you realize that these windows are really smaller than they seem. And that, if I'm sad about anything, I'm sad about that more so than Ayuk or Debo, as far as them having their last day on this team. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. And whatever happens tonight, go Niners. I hope they trade up, and I hope they're aggressive today.
Guru, thanks, man. I think you got a really good, kind of an interesting take on this. Grandy brought this up earlier, and I wonder what you think. How would the Niners' approach to tonight be different if they had won in February?
Well, they'd be picking 32nd instead of 31.
Correct.
Which would change their slotted salary if they stayed in that spot.
It's a good point, Dibs.
Yeah, that's just one of the small nuances, but How would their approach change? I think they'd be a lot more conservative.
Okay, but see, the pressure to win the Super Bowl and that win now would be less. So would they? It feels to me like they'd be maybe more open to moving Brandon Ayuk if they felt like, hey, we can't afford this salary room thing, but we could take a little step back at wide receiver for a year or two because
Interesting way to look at it.
We already won the ring.
Yeah, I kind of see it the other way where, you know, you would want to give, and I don't want to say thank you contracts, but Ayuk would be a Super Bowl champ, and you'd want to see if you could go back-to-back and bring him back and bring Debo back and really just kick the can down the road for one more year, and if you didn't have a good year next year, well, at that point, you could look to blow it up, I think, a little bit more easily.
Michael in Lemoore. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. I just got off of work. You know, the Bill Belichick once said if you want to sustain success over the next 20 years, you can't pay everybody. And that's our situation. I'm perfectly comfortable if, should we move off of Brandon Ayuk and both Debo Samuel this weekend. I trust Kyle Shanahan in developing receivers. I mean, in 2019, we had a young, immature Debo who didn't know Kyle Shanahan's system very well. He was a rookie still, and we had a dancing Kendrick Bourne. And we also had Emmanuel Sanders, and we still made it to the Super Bowl. The wide receiver position is the least important position on a team, particularly ours, because our identity is the run game and the defense. And why are we going to pay $60 million towards two receivers when we don't necessarily throw the ball that very much?
Well, I'm going to reject a few things here, Michael, and stay on the line if you want to react to this. But you have some fair points, although you're denigrating who Emmanuel Sanders was at the time, by the way. And secondarily, that 49er team that made the Super Bowl, I'd argue throwing the ball on that team was way less important than throwing the ball on this team. I think it's a reaction to what the Patriots achieved for years when people say that wide receivers are the least important position on the field. If that's the case, you wouldn't have teams signing the contracts they are now signing. That's like saying years ago when Charles Barkley was like, three-point jump shooting team's not going to win a title. Right. Well, the game changes. And throwing the ball has never been easier and never been more important. And the reason there are teams that are literally built around receivers right now. Take a look at the Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, are off of the Kyle Shanahan tree. So I think the better and older Brock Purdy gets, the more they will continue to throw the ball. Christian McCaffrey cannot be a 325-touch guy every year. He's going to completely wear out. So I think the idea that you can have both, you said both of them could be gone next year.
That's shocking.
Michael, don't you want to win this year? You're not winning if both those guys are gone.
Absolutely, I do. I think we'll win this year. I think we'll be just fine. I mean, we have CMC. That's our identity right there, and that sets up the passing game. But let's go back to Miami. They're a joke. They're never going to win a Super Bowl in years in my lifetime. They care about more lifestyle there than and not paying taxes over there and then winning a Super Bowl. Let's be real.
Michael, yeah, thanks. We listen. I'm not going to do this to everybody twice. The Niners did not make a trade. However, there is large breaking news.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Wide receiver market makes, yet another move. The Philadelphia Eagles and Pro Bowl wide receiver A.J. Brown have reached yet another contract extension. They just did this with him when they acquired him. 3 years. $96 million extension for A.J. Brown that includes $84 million guaranteed, $32 million per year, highest AAV for any wide receiver in the game. Again, we don't know how much of this is funny money as of yet. But for ego's sake and for whatever it's worth, as you said yesterday, this market is only going to keep going. So,
there you go. Major bag alert.
Major. $32 million a year, $84 million guaranteed. We'll see how much of that is the practical guarantee versus the injury guarantee.
Cash going up on a Thursday.
Which means if I'm
Brandon Ayuk, and I saw something from his social media account yesterday or earlier today where after the last contract was released. He was dancing around. I think he might have been on Instagram. So somewhere, somehow, Brandon Ayuk is seeing this tweet, according to sources, and he is again smiling and doing that dance because he's not going to get A.J. Brown money,
no.
But the top of the market keeps going up, 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 up.
Well, and
it's like the Willy Wonka on the Wonka Vader, where you blow through the glass ceiling. That's what this is for Brandon Ayuk.
Going up.
Totally.
Yeah, so by the way, and for the you can't pay everybody crowd, Philadelphia Eagles have already paid their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown is now on a 3-year $96 million. Devontae Smith is on a 3-year $75 million. Offensive tackle Jordan Mailata is on a 3-year $66 million. Guard Landon Dickerson is on a 4-year $84 million. And they just brought in running back Saquon Barkley for a 3-year $37.75 million deal. That's all just on the offensive side of the ball. That's just the offense. So, in short stints, you can, and I still would make this my number one hope for the Niners. I hope that this coming year is one of those years. You asked me my perfect scenario.
Yep.
I'm not trading either of these guys. I'm dealing with this next year. I am paying everybody this year. Let's go win the Super Bowl. That's my hope.
Yeah, and at the end of this upcoming year, you're going to have a lot of hard questions to ask and have answered. And Mike Florio earlier with the Morning Rose talking about Christian McCaffrey and then his possible desire to want his deal reworked. And I wouldn't fault him for it because he's making, what, 14 this upcoming year?
14.1.
You know, that would put him behind George, Debo, and Brandon if he got his deal signed. And if I'm Christian McCaffrey, I'm looking around thinking, I'm more valuable than all three of those guys, and yet I'm making the fourth most. And not to say that he's that kind of a player, but he's not a typical running back in a depressed running back market. So if you do pay Brandon Ayuk, you have McCaffrey, you've got Debo, you've got George all coming up at the end of next year with questions about whether or not they're going to want more money.
No doubt about it. All right, Tyler in Oakley is next up. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy listening to you on my drive to work. I mean, if I have to choose, I'm choosing to keep Brandon just basically based off the fact that what Debo does is special, but you can probably find somebody to kind of do what he does, maybe not at his level. But what Brandon does is what number one wide receivers do, and he's missed, what, one game? Which the old saying is, your best ability is your availability, and he doesn't miss. You know, and he's just solid. For me, you keep them both, and you shore up that offensive line. Because if we get that offensive line right, I mean, Chris Jones may wreck the game in the Super Bowl, but he ain't dominating the way he did, and we're winning that game. You know what I mean? So that's just what I think. Probably won't happen. I'm sure one of them will get traded just because of the nature of the business, and they got to stay competitive and all that stuff. But you know, everybody being all doom and gloom with these Bay Area teams, got to relax, man. Yeah, we lost, you know, in the Super Bowl, but hell, we made it. You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah, Tyler, although everybody wants to be the last one standing, and the Niners are still in the midst of that. It's a good call, though. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it. I do want to say this just off of what he's saying. This is one thing, and we haven't really gone off on it yet this week, but I get a little annoyed at the whole crowd of like, what's Brandon Ayuk done in the playoffs? It's like
three catches in the Super Bowl, Mark.
Right. So
a little bit of Steiny there.
Not wrong. Not wrong. And you can't credit a receiver for numbers if you're not going to discredit a receiver for numbers. And I understand that, but I have a hard time simply making the whole conversation about numbers when you play a complementary position, albeit an important one. It's not like he was dropping balls. It's not like he wasn't getting open. They didn't throw the ball to him. And sometimes that was Brock's fault. Sometimes that was the offensive line's fault. Sometimes that might have been the play calling, game situation. Wide receivers have games like that. A.J. Brown just got $96 million. Few weeks into the season last year, people who drafted him in fantasy were hucking things off the wall.
Totally.
He wasn't doing a damn thing. So you have games like that. By the way, also want to remind everybody, A.J. Brown's agent Debo's agent.
Yeah, Tory Dandy.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Same guy has DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Debo Samuel negotiating an extension for all three in the same year, and now already re-ups again for AJ Brown.
Yeah, and that's what you do when you've got a premium wide receiver that you love and you want to keep, and the 49ers have a chance to do that. They could come out right now in the next 3 minutes and announce.
Bomb.
Yeah, they could Schefter bomb us with Ayuk extension, but feels like we don't play with that. At 4:53.
Right, but I just, and listen.
That's a yellow card caution right there for you, Grandy.
The Eagles have no defense and fizzled out, and Big Dom is a loser, and all the things that we can say about them.
I'd like the extension for AJ Brown.
But
I'd like the deal.
But for everyone who's been at their water cooler this week being like, well, in the NFL, you can't pay two receivers on the same team. $32 million a year, $25 million a year, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, pretty sure they've got the same helmet. So you can. You can. The 49ers might not want to, but it ain't against the rules.
And I don't think that the 49ers want to.
I agree with you.
At last year, they ranked number 32 in the NFL in pass attempts. 2022, the Niners ranked 26th in pass attempts.
Yep.
I don't believe, and you said this earlier in the segment, that the Niners could suddenly become a team that wants to throw it. I don't believe that their head coach wants to be that team.
They already want to throw it. We're making it sound
but
like
they
it's
don't
a,
throw it as much as the majority of the league.
That's fair.
They're a 50-50 split for the majority of the last 2 years. 2022, they ran it 504. They passed it 512.
Right.
This last year, they were exactly the same. I think
that's important.
Kyle Shanahan's comfort zone.
And that's fine. And that's still half the plays. And I would
Which
argue.
Which is less than the majority of football.
And I would argue with the presence of Christian McCaffrey, that slants that a little bit. And he's not going to be around forever. Certainly not for the life of a potential Brandon Ayuk deal. So I understand that. But the whole, we're a run team. No, it's a run/pass team, and in today's NFL, that's more running than other teams, but it feels like the conversation is slanting in this direction of the Niners don't even like to throw the ball. They have to throw the ball a ton. Guy had 1,300 yards last year.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they throw it a ton, quote-unquote, but I know what you're saying.
Remember, that also had to do a lot with, there were a bunch of 3-touchdown leads in the fourth quarter.
Exactly, and when you lead, you're going to run it, and I get that.
You're not going to always lead.
And, well, you've pretty much led for the last couple of years, 3 or 4 years.
Not enough.
Yeah, you've been in front the majority of games, maybe not the Super Bowl, but the fact that you have so many other weapons, I think, offsets your need to sign Brandon to a big contract. Like Philadelphia, you need both receivers. You need to throw it, and you have your tight end, and you throw it a lot more than the Niners do.
Yep, although the Eagles are running team too. I mean, they do with their stupid little push, and their quarterback runs the ball more than anybody else. I mean, I love the balance. I love the balance, but let's not discredit the importance of the pass game with the 49ers, particularly because Christian McCaffrey is about a year and a half away from being 30 years old. 888-957-9570. We will continue to take your phone calls. How would you feel if Debo or Brandon turn in their wings this weekend and go elsewhere? Plus, the draft is about to begin. The Bears are about to be on the clock, okay? So we're going to be all over it. It's all presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. And also remember, tomorrow's Friday. And every Friday, we bring you the Big Three throwbacks. Check out our social media platforms each Friday. Our very own Whitley Sandretto, What's Up Wit, gets the Big Three. That's Steph, Clay, and Dre, for those of you who don't speak dubs, talking about the non-basketball topics like who is the most famous person you got in your phone. Big Three throwbacks brought to you by Alameda County Probation Department. Are you ready to make a lasting impact in your community? Visit joinacpd.org to start your journey today. Together, let's make a difference. Your community needs you. We need you to be right here because the draft's about to start on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.